Welcome to Sattva Himalayan Wisdom. Continuing with the Gita insights, Anandji takes us into the wisdom of the Shishya and how it resonates within life.
So in the Gita, as we explore deeper, the whole Gita is filled with such rich pearls of wisdom. And one thing we have to be aware of within the context of the ancient scriptural tradition of India, that every scripture, every teaching is reborn when a vyakhya, an interpretation of it, is done. And that is part of our tradition and is deeply responsible for the spiritual longevity that these teachings have. They are not limited to one particular interpretation, see. So whenever a master, teacher who has deep understanding of the tradition, deep understanding of the knowledge, and has experience, inner experience, whenever he or she then shares and interprets these teachings, they come alive over and over again. Every time a scripture is elaborated, these teachings are elaborated, they come alive, and they are more made relevant for the times we are in. So, another insights that is very beautiful, within the Gita, Arjuna and Krishna are gathered together, you know. And the role that Krishna is playing with Arjuna is of a charioteer and of a friend. So even though Arjuna is despondent, Krishna does not teach him or advise him what to do without Arjuna asking him. So we always say we only honor worthy inquiry, that as leaders, as teachers, as well-wishers, we should only teach or share insights when asked, not without permission. And so we have Arjuna declaring to Krishna that, please guide me, I am your Shishya, the word he uses to describe now, which marks a shift in the relation. Now Krishna is the master and Arjuna says, I am your Shishya. Which brings this beautiful insight of these three distinct kinds of students that are spoken of in the yogic tradition. The first one is called Vidyarthi. Vidyarthi, that is a common student who joins a student because there is a system there and everybody has to go to that system, and he or she joins the system because that's what is done. He or she might go to the class or not, might understand everything or not, but at the end of the year will get a particular certificate or a label. He or she might go there, go to the school, even though he or she doesn't really want to go. So one can be an unwilling Vidyarthi because the culture, the society, the parents might force one to do so. Or that's what one is supposed to do according to the world. So one can be an unwilling Vidyarthi. So the result of that education at times would not be very elevating. That does not mean that you cannot have a Vidyarthi who is evolving and growing. But you can have also a huge range of Vidyarthis who are unwilling or who are part of a system merely because that's what the culture or the world has designated. As we can see within the current education system, it leaves a lot to be desired. What we mean by education needs to go through a deep shift, and you can have a lot of unwilling students within the current system. Unwilling students and unwilling teachers. It can be a strange setting. Then there is the second kind, which is called Anutvasi, who might stay within the surroundings. You know, in the olden times there used to be gurukuls, and just like we have universities and institutions, who might stay within the surroundings of the teacher or the institution, within the surrounding, within the campus. And even though living within the surroundings, within close proximity to the source of knowledge, within close proximity to willing teachers, show up and be in the environment, but still not truly learn, because they lack deep sincerity and not willing to take deep responsibility for one's own journey. And then there is the third kind. When the word shishya is used, you cannot have an unwilling shishya. You can have an unwilling vidyarthi, but you cannot have an unwilling shishya. You can have an accidental anutvasi student who is just in the environment, who is just there out of, because it might be convenient to stay in a certain place. It is convenient to be in the gurukul or in the university or in the hostel, just convenient to be in that. But a shishya is not, you cannot have an unwilling shishya or an accidental shishya. Shishya from the yogic perspective is a very deep inner commitment. One cannot force one to be a shishya. The system cannot force you to be a shishya. Your parents cannot force you to be a shishya. For it is a decision that only you, the self, can make. And this is the highest kind of a student. The one who makes that inner commitment, that who becomes truly something enlivens within them, and one becomes genuinely interested in learning. And so that marks, that actually points to this phenomenal capacity within each and every one. From where are we learning? From where are we studying? From where we are practicing? Are we merely vidyarthi? Are we just anutvasi, just in a class, in an environment, because it is fun, it is what everybody else seems to be doing, it's convenient, so on and so forth? Or we are truly, the shishya within us is awakened. For shishya is deep. There's a phenomenal receptivity. It's a, the individual who has enlivened the shishya nature has become phenomenally recipient of love. And when we have enlivened that part of ourselves, we find the accelerated learning starts to happen. We start to have access to non-local knowledge. Then the learning actually never stops. Whether you are in a class, whether you are on a mat, whether you are in a lecture, whether you are walking along the river, sitting by the river, by the Ganges, looking at the mountains, listening to a podcast, meditating silently, doing your sadhana, doing your practice, doing your kriya, you're always learning. Well, that's the nature of the shishya. A vidyarthi is only learning when he or she is in the system. Anutvasi is only behaving in a certain way because he or she is in an environment. And if you remove them from the environment, then they totally change. They revert back to their own habit nature. But a Shishya is committed. He or she has enlivened that deep inner longing to learn, to evolve, to grow. And so Arjuna is a Shishya. And that is why Arjuna is the worthy recipient of Krishna's teaching. And every piece of wisdom that flows through Krishna, Krishna here representing the whole cosmos, the entirety of being, the highest self within each and every one. None of the teaching is wasted on Arjuna. All teaching that Krishna delivers to Arjuna finds its highest understanding to the degree that the whole great complex situation is resolved within the consciousness state of Arjuna without even lifting a finger. Such is the depth of the Shishya that is Arjuna. And so it can be that one can have Shishya who is a Vidyarthi, a Shishya who is Anuttavasi, meaning a Shishya who is learning within a system also, a Shishya who is also living within a certain environment, certain ashrama, or certain school. But just because one is a Vidyarthi does not mean one is truly learning. Just because one is a Anuttavasi does not mean one is truly learning. Just because one is reading a book does not mean one is truly understanding. Just because one can parrot certain words does not mean one truly knows. Just because someone can quote from some authority does not mean one truly understands. For at that level of Vidyarthi, we can just be lost on the level of concept. Even if one is learning, one can just be at the level of concept. So in yogic teachings, we always want to go too deep in our lives. For great magic is only found in the depth. If we remain at the shallow end, life loses all its charm. At the shallow end of life, there is no magic. There is no luminosity. There is no true love. For all that we value and all that we really seek in life is found at a greater depth of being. Nothing of value is found while remaining in the shallow end. So when Arjuna declares in the Gita, "I am your Shishya," that's a declaration that Arjuna is making, not to the world, not to Krishna ultimately. For Krishna in the Gita is all knowing. But rather, Arjuna's declaration that "I am your Shishya" is his declaration to himself. That's what I am willing to be. That's who I am. I'm willing to go to the deepest depth. I'm willing to go to the deepest part of myself. I'm here to go the whole way. I'm in it for life. I'm not here just to get a label, get a certificate. I'm not here because someone else asked me to. I'm not learning because that's what the world thinks I need to do. But rather, this is what in my heart my life stands for. This is what in the deepest part of my being I'm ready for in my life. I'm here to evolve, Krishna, Arjuna declares. But this is a declaration, his affirmation to himself. And a consequence of that is that he becomes a worthy recipient. He raises his deserving power and he inspires the best art of Krishna. For the teacher only teaches to the level the student is ready to receive. And when Arjuna displays his highest capacity, he or she inspires Krishna to teach. That is the capacity of a Shishya. When we enliven that part in ourselves, when we enliven the best in ourselves, then we inspire life to reflect that back. For we live in a feedback loop system. Whatever we feed into the system, the system feeds back into us. When we feed sincerity, we receive sincerity. When we feed depth, we receive depth. And it is beautifully displayed and shared in the Gita between this incredibly sublime, life-transformative wisdom that is shared by Krishna with Arjuna. And why Arjuna? Because Arjuna has raised his deserving power. He is a Shishya. His life has been devoted to that. He has that capacity. He has enlivened his capacity. And as I said in the last conversation, that within each and every one of us is Arjuna. And so, no matter where we are, if we can really enliven Shishya, that Shishya nature within us, that I'm, no matter what is happening in my life, it's really an opportunity to learn. And that's who I am. I'm a Shishya. I'm a student of existence, of spirit. I'm here to discover greater and greater aspects of infinity, know and know. Know deeper and deeper, know more and more intimately the infinite. Then we find all knowledge flows to us. Then we find all opportunities, all circumstances only further our evolution. And you look back at your life and you say, thank you, even for the challenges. Why? Because you are a Shishya, you have learned. You only are filled with regret and remorse and pain and angst towards the past if you have not grown, if you have not a Shishya. But if you have truly grown, then you look back at your life and you cannot but be grateful, for you have raised your status of your consciousness. And remember, the seer is the seen. And so if you have grown, the Shishya has grown, he has learned, she has learned. Then she looks back from that elevated state and finds nothing but gratefulness. For that whole life becomes Krishna, a wise teacher. A wise student only has a wise teacher. A great student only has a great life. And only a great student ultimately is a great teacher. For you are ultimately the Shishya and you are also the teacher. You are Arjuna, and you are also Krishna. Thank you.
You've been listening to Sattva Himalayan Wisdom. For more in-depth Bhagavad Gita, visit our online platform, Sattva Connect, for 18-chapter exploration.